Hello, good morning. Last night, being a Saturday morning, I was out enjoying a meal at a local restaurant with family and friends. We would all say this is normal, and indeed, my evening was quite enjoyable and carefree. Carefree, that is, until it came to paying the bill. Now, please don't worry, I'm not asking for contributions. You can do that in your local church. No, I'm asking for your opinion on the vexed question of tipping when paying the bill. Have you ever had that feeling of wanting to show gratitude by giving a generous tip, or show complete smugness by just paying the bill and looking away when the waiter or waitress looks at you askingly and expecting some generosity? I'm sure we all face this dilemma many times, and to be honest, I do not know of any credible answer. You see, what came to my knowledge is that the custom of tipping apparently started in America as in the days of slavery. The white people who wanted to go round the unacceptable kindness in treatment of the slaves when serving them in public and wished to find a way to compensate them would use the tip because they would not be allowed to actually pay them for their services. If this story is true, and it appears to me to be quite credible, then I would have been very happy tipping those poor slaves had I been living at that time. But fortunately, we don't live in such times. However, we may not be very far from it in some situations. I'm sure we all hear about these people serving us in eating places, or hotels, or cruise ships, who are paid a pittance in the expectation that tipping will raise their income at the end of their shift. It may be an incentive for them to offer better service or to contrive that fake smile to the customer. And, if it is a waitress, accept a bit of demeaning flirtation from that man who thinks so much of himself. You can argue that in some places there is stipulation for, say, a 12.5% so-called gratuity that comes with the bill. Now, I can't personally understand that. If they want to have more of our money, why not ask for it honorably and pay their waiters honorably as well? This would be just like the bill being inclusive of VAT, and so the customer does not have to itemize it to account for the food and the drink and then for the VAT and finally for the gratuity. Funny, isn't it? How do you feel about all this? Now, I have to admit, and I'm not being just boastful here, that I do give a tip, and I hope it is usually a fair one. On some occasions, I feel the service was not deserving of the tip. And here I go into a real dilemma. I do not want to be unfair to the waiter or waitress, but then I do not want him or her to think that he or she can give any standard of service, and it doesn't matter, as the tip will be given anyway. What a dilemma. An article in the Daily Telegraph in 2009 by Max Davidson described our tipping habits very succinctly. He says, "We tip because we tip because we tip." And then he says, "What madness." Now, I can't agree more, but then how often are the poor waiters from some foreign country who are here eking a living because they can get in one day what they will never get in a month in their country of origin? All this brings me to the real thinking that I would be pleased to adopt, although it may not be easy in every case to do so. You see, I have come across many wisdoms from the various religious scriptures on matters in relation to the human attitude towards work and service. It is in the Bible that Jesus Christ gives us the parable of the owner of the vineyard, who compensated his workers fairly according to their services. One can easily apply this wisdom in everyday life, and we probably do. We all have or have had jobs, or were earning our living in one way or another. We all felt we were rewarded reasonably, fairly, even if at times we may have been a little despondent. In the Quran, we read that God tells us to pay or reward our laborers immediately, indeed, before even his brow sweat has dried up. This is not only justice, it is also the moral dimension of showing honorable behavior on the part of the payer while created immediate satisfaction or even happiness on the part of the person recompensed for his labor. I wonder whether the time has come for the practice of tipping to be altered and for all of us to be honest and honorable in how we pay or get paid for our services. And no, we should never create situations where that precious human soul would be standing there begging and awaiting that tip that will compensate for the meager basic wage he or she is earning. And I hope that owners of these businesses will have the courage and fairness, if not the generosity, to pay their workers adequately and so maintain their dignity and livelihood. Eliminating this outdated practice of tipping is, in my view, overdue. However, in the meantime, I shall continue tipping and hope I am fair and that I shall do it in a manner that reflects my gratitude in an honorable way and not doing as a condescending gesture to a begging waiter. I hope you will all agree. So enjoy the rest of the Sunday, and if you're going out later on, please do remember that we all owe ourselves and others dignity and a feeling of self-worth. Goodbye.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, why not keep up to date with The Sound of Surrey by listening live at brooklandsradio.co.uk or through our free mobile app.